Well, I think in addressing issues of sexual violence, we look at prevention also. But at the end of the day, you can only get information where you have access. I mean, I work in Syria and work in Iraq, and a lot of the cases sometimes you do not get the information because of accessibility, because of problems on security. So evidence are collected based on where you actually have enough evidence, where you can actually go and generate. And I think in addressing issue of sexual violence or issue of human rights violation, it's not only limited to prosecution. It's limited in a country like South Sudan. It's also a lot about capacity building. We do emphasize a lot on national ownership, leadership, and responsibility. It's how you support the government of South Sudan to be able to take action to ensure that this thing doesn't happen, or to take action to make sure if it happens, the government is in a position to deal with it. So you can deal with the accountability for past crime, but what is more important is how you help the government build the mechanism within the government to make sure this thing doesn't happen. So for me, that is my priority. For now, it is making sure that it stops. It doesn't happen. People are trained, that's why we're working with the military, SPLA, to work with them to develop structure within the military to hold themselves accountable, to be able to prosecute their own people, to be able to prevent it happening. So it's not just about coming and saying, you commit a crime, this is what you're going to do to you. No, it's about the fact that this thing has happened. There were some failures and gaps on the issue. And what do you do to help the government so it doesn't happen anymore? So obviously we look at the reports, we've collected all the reports, we're discussing it with the parties, we look at it, we engage with them and say, this is what. Of course, they can respond to say, this is not agree. And I think that's what is very important, is to have the engagements. We're not using the report to judge. The report has been written. There's nothing we can do about it. But it's to sit down with them to look at the report and agree on how to make sure it doesn't happen, how to support the government to address the problem, and how we can move forward.